Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young man, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a go. Yeah, we get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I hunt. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me a blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. Why I hunt?
I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. That's why I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. Why
remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now I'm a ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this with it.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. That's why I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. Why
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway. On probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle. Legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Yo, 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 what's good? Welcome to the Cut on G14 Radio. This is your host, Onyx, and joining me, co-host Golden Freeze. What it do?
Yeah. What's the deal, peoples? Everybody out in, what is it, radio land, internet land? shit, it's all the same, man. What's good? Hope everybody's having a great Wednesday, hump day. You already know.
Already. Oh, my gosh. It feels like forever since I've been on the show. And I feel like I missed it. I don't know whether I feel less stressed, came back refreshed. Been on the road traveling, went to Texas, went to Dallas, did a lot of moving, just been all around the place through Atlanta as well. I know you had a chance to travel this past week and weekend. Do you want to share any of that with our audience?
Oh, man, that's just, I've been on the road too. Miami, Los Angeles, you know what I'm saying? Just east to west coast, man. We had a chance to go out to Los Angeles, work with Dr. Dre's artist, Slim the Mobster, man. That was a dope experience, man. Real cool brother. It's the first time we actually met him. We flew out to L.A., went to a dope Barack Obama fundraiser slash pool party out in Hollywood. She was off the chain. Just had a lot of fun out in L.A. Stupid fun in Miami. Went to the Radio 1 Fest. Shout out Jeezy, T.I., Monica, Rocka. Ice Cube was at that piece.
And what?
Party, Bamboo, yo. There's been a world and a lot of fun. Ice Cube tore it down. Him and Dove, she out there doing the damn thing. It was real dope, man. A lot of shit going on the past month and a half, and just been a whirlwind of good shit. So, man, I'm just happy now I'm back relaxing. We getting back to the show. A lot of great stuff coming up. So, you know, if I sound a little fatigued, you'll understand why. If you was following my Instagram, you'd see that's why he's fatigued.
I mean, for most definitely, and the only reason I have just an ounce of energy is because I actually had an opportunity to take off from the day gig, and then I don't have the kids, so I had a little time to rest up and get my rest on. But enough about us. Again, welcome to the Cut on G14 Radio. It's actually just myself and Golden that will be joining you from this point forward. Tyrone is going to be focusing on other ventures and companies. That is still the homie, down with him for 11, 12 years, known him since I was a child. So, well, teenager, I thought I was grown. So we're still getting it in and doing some networking on the side, but he is going to focus full-time on his projects that he has at hand. And so shout-out to the homie Tyrone, a.k.a.
Shout
X Blackwood ENT.
Shout-out. Well, you know, we're going to be doing a lot with Tyrone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With the magazine, 24/7 magazine. We got a lot of things coming up with the homie. So, you know, he had to definitely put his focus on 24/7 magazine.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of great things going on for them right now. So shout out my dude.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, also, and you have to forgive me, I'm on here trying to preach you, Golden. Also, just to let everybody know, if it's your first time tuning in to Global 14 Radio The Cut, this is a show via Jermaine Dupri's social networking site, global14.com. Social interactive site. Make sure you check it out and get your account today. It's a great place to network. Myself and Golden actually interacted and met on that site, and now we're getting things popping and planning seminars and doing all kind of things, so definitely want to check that site out. Also, on this show, we do have unsigned artists that we will feature, so if you want to be featured, make sure you sign up to global14.com and hit me up on the site, and I will check you out and see if you got what it takes to get that interview and get your music played. And Golden, I know that you do the beautiful music segment. Can you let our listeners know what that's about?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, for a little while, the past couple of weeks, we haven't done this because we've been running around crazy, but the beautiful music segment focuses on the wonderful models, video vixens of the entertainment industry. You know, these models have a lot to say about the industry, and we love to get their take on how they feel about being on these video shoots in these magazines, how they feel about the rappers, their entourages. You know, we often find out that these ladies are mothers, Marines, Army vet, you know, a lot of different things that you wouldn't think about. A lot of them in school for great things. So, you know, we get to talk to them and get their hobbies and what they like. And, you know, we play certain games with them. It's all good, man. Beautiful music segment's really dope. It's going to be coming back real strong, you know what I'm saying, for the summer. So if you want to be, you know, want to be in a beautiful music segment, just holler at me on Twitter, at the Glue, T-H-A-G-L-U-E, or hit me up on Global 14, Golden Fleece. Instagram, The Golden Fleece, T-H-A, and we can get that pop.
Alrighty, most definitely. You heard him, hit him up on Twitter, ladies, if you think that you have what it takes if you are an aspiring video vixen. So very, very nice. And actually, we're going to have a quick, brief show tonight. I'm getting ready to drop a track real quick before we get to our music charts and the news. Just wanted to take a quick break and play a little something for you guys.
How about Gucci? How about Bella? Had the same damn time on the phone. touch the shit, got bit of fear. Bustin' down them Benjamin, fuck it up on Louis King. That's the way I'm kicking it. Farragama cover me. Puerto Rican, Japanese, we laid up at the double tree. Yellow ice, Obama beat. Pinky ring, quarter key. iPhone and Metro, twerking out the whole thing. My ear ring, a jelly bean. Gangsta leaning, I ring. Red eyes, no Visine. I'm loped out on the drink. Hard shoes on my jeans. Robin jeans with the wings. Yellow bone on my team. Traffic in them, yeah, I mean. Space boots with the spike. Go to AZ on the flight. Smell 100 overnight.
How about Gucci? How about Bella? Had the same damn time. On the phone, cooking dope. Had the same damn time. Selling white, selling mid. Had the same damn time. Fucking two bad bitches. Had the same damn time. 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 Humming poodle, humming Mars. Had the same damn time. On the sofa, popping bottles. Had the same damn time. I'm in filth with the set. Going crazy. Neck, no fugazi. Bad bitches in the street trying to bathe, man. That's the young hood nigga street sprays, man. Fuck you want a unit, trying to scratch it to another whip. Drinking on it at the finish, tasting like some bubble gum. Thumbing through the check, check. Boarding on the jet, check. Talking on the iPhone, sipping out the styrofoam. That dirty got my mind gone. That money got my mind blown. BDS and white stone. Rolling like a rolling stone. I three bands on Al Capone.
Straight up.
And my cash way long.
Turn up.
I see a bunch of clowns. How about Gucci? How about Bella? Had the same damn time. On the phone, cooking dope. Had the same damn time. Selling white, selling mid. Had the same damn time. Fucking two bad bitches. Had the same damn time. Had the same damn time. Had the same damn time.
Definitely want to hear from Lloyd Banks. I haven't heard from my man Banks in a minute. The Cassidy joint, I hold a lot of it. Cassidy is definitely dope. I don't know if you heard the Three Kings record that they dropped off the God Forgives, I don't, but that shit is amazing. Rick Ross, Jay-Z, and Dr. Dre, produced by Jake One. That shit is off the chain. Funk Flex dropped some bombs on that shit the other day. He must have bought that shit back like 15 times. But Jay-Z murdered the freestyle on that. Jay-Z freestyled that shit and murdered that verse. Like, we was actually at Dr. Dre's artist house listening to them premiere it when we was out in L.A. And, yo, we was just bugging out how ill that record is. But, really looking forward to Ross's album, man. That shit is probably going to be fucking amazing.
Yeah, and you know, it's crazy. I had an opportunity to visit my brother this past week who's currently incarcerated, and we were talking, and he said, you know, I put Rick Ross in my top five alive because he really is a force, and he's in the business of selling records. This is my brother saying this. And I said, you know, he is. He said, people, he said, regardless of his, you know, beefs or the critics, his health or health issues, he still rose above. And it's still a force and to be reckoned with in this industry right now. And NMG is top, you know, they are an indie label who has done a lot more than I've seen anybody else do. And a lot of people tried to hate on him when it was hot and popular to do it. But now, as you can see, Ross is still pushing it. He's got a hot mixtape. He's got a hot album. He's got hot tracks. And he's gonna be in that top 10 list for some years to come. So he's made his mark.
No, I mean, the funny thing about the whole Ross situation is that, you know, a lot of people feel that, you know, I don't think a lot of people would be hating on Ross as much, but because Ross does actively talk about cocaine, murder, and drugs, like, all the time, that shit needs to be justified. It's like, you can't just come out talking about that stuff, homie, and you was never about that stuff. There's nobody vouching for you. You know, these are the things that the people say. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, nobody's vouching for nothing you've done in the street.
Mm-hmm.
And why you feeding this to the world? Because kids are listening, people mm-hmm. are listening. You know, it's regular shit. But what mm-hmm. happens is his music is so ill
mm-hmm.
that the masses that don't give a fuck about that shit, the people that actually buy music, they really don't care about that shit.
No.
The thug nigga on the block does. So you won't see that hurt Ross. You feel
right.
what I'm saying? Like,
right.
those niggas mm-hmm. don't buy records any fucking way.
Right.
So I'm not saying that if Ross is lying. That, like, I thought it was very uncool for Ross to lie and say he wasn't a CEO when he was. That
well, yeah.
told me that, yo, wow, you could just lie for a long time like that and it not affect you. Like, that's not cool. You know?
Yeah. When I was very and I didn't mean to cut you off, but I was very almost hurt in a way when I had first, you know, when it had begun to be revealed that he wasn't every damn hustling. You know what I mean? But then I got over that. Like, it took, I really did get over it. It took a minute, but I got over it. And then I recognize what it is. And even my brother sitting behind those bars saying he's in the business of selling the records. I mean, he's like, I'm not even, it is what it is. This Navy coming with it, you know. And that, and what's so crazy is he's making records for people that can identify with that particular lifestyle. And it helps them. And all of the songs, and then I have to always bring up the point in the fact that they always push the songs out that are about that. He has other music, you know what I mean? It's just like Plies. Plies makes a lot of different records, but nobody hears them. They only push what they want you to hear, you know what I mean?
Right.
You'll never hear the, you know, Brenda's Got a Baby type records. You'll never hear the, you know, We Gotta Make It or type records. We are, you know, because all you're going to hear is the violent records, and that's how they do it. And then a lot of people, you know, Ross Doobie coming with the amen, and you know they are getting a little they are getting a little out of there with, you know,
you talking about a
lot of people are getting worked up, and it is a reason to get worked up, so I'm not going to act like it's not. You know, people are getting worked up about the whole, you know, putting church in it and stuff like that. So, you know, it is what it is. People are you're either digging Ross or you're not, or you don't care, you know. So
I dig Ross. I don't like the lying part, like when he, you know, lied about the CO thing. I think, you know, one of my best friends, one of my good friends is a CO, and
yeah,
he's a real nigga. He's
yeah.
a real dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're not trying to deal with homie on no type of levels because he's from the street. And he a real dude. You feel
yeah.
what I'm saying? So,
and
he,
see, you're the one that helps. you're the one that helped me change my perspective, because at one point, and I'm not afraid to say, I wasn't down with no type of law, police, security, I didn't care what. I mean, I ain't tripping off mom security or whatever, but I wasn't down with that just because growing up, that's all I seen. And at 6 years old, you see the police at your door all the time. What you can't help but to identify with, they are doing something. You know what I mean? You don't
see,
think
that's
so.
The difference. The police is not a correction officer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the difference. Like,
right.
I don't really, none of my friends are cops. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, I know people that are police, but none of my friends are cops. I know, like,
right.
I graduated out of high school, became a cop. Shit.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But none of my homies are cops. Nobody
right.
that I know wanted to be a cop.
And right.
I don't feel cop because of the shit that I've been through. With
right.
cops.
But myself,
a
correction
officer is a nigga that's going to get a job that says,
right.
I'll help guard prisoners.
Right, you told me that.
Because them niggas have to guard them and pretty much tell a grown man what to do. And
right.
if they get out of line, they got to do. But that's just a job the nigga has. Now,
right.
I would hate a correction officer that was a correction officer, but then talked about selling cocaine all the time.
Yeah, because that's not matching.
Like, how the fuck you a correction officer and you the biggest dope dealer in Miami? You know
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
And I
he
think
definitely,
that's the problem that people had with him.
Yeah. It was, and like I said, I had a hard time with it for a long time because when it came out, I was like, this is my joy. You know, I was just really feeling it. Everybody was. It was like it swept the nation. It was the anthem. You know what I mean? Whether you were selling or not selling, you felt like hustling, getting your hustle on every day. I'm hustling. I'm getting up and I'm getting it. So I definitely, like I said, was just like, what? This nigga ain't really, you know what I mean?
Right.
And he had the nerve to step out, and then they had the photos, and I'm like, oh, Lord.
Right.
I wasn't feeling him at all for a
right.
long time, and somebody.
After that, I wasn't feeling him at all. Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Nigga straight lied.
Right. Oh, yes, he did.
Asking, I remember interviews like Big
yeah.
Bigger
and then he had to pull a picture.
Like, yo. Are you a correct? He was like, come on now, homie. Look at me. Would I be a correct? And then when the photos came out, it was just like, wow, this nigga was really bold-faced lying.
And that's how I felt. Like, and they had to dig up photos and stuff. And I was like, oh, man. And at first, I didn't even want to believe him. He said, nah. I was like, nah, they tripping. Everybody always trying to hate, you know.
Right.
And it wasn't the situation. So I was like, I wasn't feeling him. I really wasn't. But I didn't got over it since then. It took a long time. I think when I first got over it, it was recently. It was when he had the Big Meek. What was that record? Big Meek. Yeah, the BMF one. And even then, I wasn't, you know, feeling him. But I went ahead and let it ride. I mean, I really did. So now I'm like, okay, I ain't tripping. It is what it is. I know the truth. And, you know, it is what it is. I don't even know how we got off in that, but
just because his album's coming out and it's probably
yeah, that's
the dopest
right.
thing since fucking sliced bread.
Right. Okay, well, that's all I have for mixtapes. Of course, I like Cassidy. I always have. A lot of people try to talk slick with him too, but you know, you're gonna have that. Nothing Little B. Again, I have to agree. I haven't really downloaded anything of his. Only thing I see a Little B is kind of like on World Star Head Pop, stuff like that, whenever I just check
right.
in with that site. I haven't been on that site lately. It's just not my forte these days. However, anything you come across as far as music news, I know a lot happened.
Oh, man. I mean, did we even get a chance to discuss the Meek Mill Amen thing? Because I did want to know what y'all thought about that.
Yeah, I wasn't really feeling it. And what we can do actually is take a break and come back and discuss that and go into some news and see if we have some people that want to call in and give their opinion as well. So stand by. We will be back with Global 14 Radio The Cut.
Yeah.
I done chained down, hold up, grip the grain, roll up, and your girlfriend want a nigga like me, cause I ain't tryna control her. She call me when she wanna change, black diamond, my pinky ring, and she know you weak and we ain't the same. You hit the scene, I make the scene. I'm in her head like Maybelline, H time, so I make the lean. I'm in her soul, I make her scream. I don't ride the toad on paper change. I'm easy tag like Peter Pan. She want a man, don't need a man. I'm flying down your boulevard, she cooking dinner with your pants draped up, stiff die. Yo, bitch know what I'm talking about. Pulls up, pull out, we get it poppin' in the parking lot. She like to do it with the lights on. Don't matter to me if it's dark or not. I'm G'd up, east up, fossil pants, I'm hard as rock.
No lie, yeah, yeah. real, real they were. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real they were. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real they true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they die. What up? 2 Chainz and champagne, you want true? That's true enough.
Yeah.
Forbes list like yeah, yeah. My office is my tour bus.
Yeah.
She came through. She brought food. She got. She knew what's up. She think I'm the realest out, and I say, damn, that makes two of us.
Damn.
Oh, that look like what's her name? Chances are it is what's her name? Chances are if she was acting up, then I f***ed her once and never f***ed again. She could have a Grammy, I still treat her like a nominee. Just need to know what that push like, so one time it's fine with me.
Yeah.
Young ass, an intern.
Intern.
The money like I built the shoe. Streets talking, that's confirmed. Go ask them who just kept the shoe. They keeping my cup full, so I'm extra charged like a state tax. Me and Chainz go way back. We don't talk, we just say facts. Yes, Lord. I say, get unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real, real grown mission. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real, real, they were. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, they were. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, they true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Name it. That won't summer, I'll rap his ass, I'll trap his ass, put his ass in a plastic bag with his trash ass. Take him out, bring him in, them whole things. Tupac without a nose ring, thug life, one wife, a mistress, and a girlfriend. I did what they say I wouldn't, went where they say I couldn't. YSL belt buckle, y'all show it looking, y'all show it looking. 2 Chainz on my rugby, left hand on that steering wheel, right hand on that right hand.
Yeah. I say, get unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real, real grown mission. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real, real, they were. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, they were. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, they true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Welcome back to G14 Radio The Cut. I'm checking in with you. Golden is on the line. I'm going to pass the mic back to you, homie, because I know you had a topic that you wanted to get to that we didn't get to talk about last week because we wasn't on the line. So, or on air, rather. So, let's get
it. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I just wanted to, I wanted to know how y'all felt about that Amen track. I love the song. Absolutely love the song. Super catchy. Real dope song, but came with a lot of controversy, you know, the references to the church, the references to Amen, and in the same breath, you know, talking about killing niggas and fucking bitches, and, you know, a lot of people was like, damn, you know, he going a little bit too far, you know. I know he had a battle over radio with a preacher, I think his name was Pastor Jomo, who was out there in Philadelphia, and, you know, Meek was basically saying, look, I didn't make the track to offend anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he went on 106 and Park, was like, listen, I just went with what the beat told me to do. He was like, I didn't make the track to offend anybody, and this is something that I'm doing. If you don't want to, you know, engage or fuck with it, don't listen to it, you know what I'm saying? But by any means, am I not trying to be disrespectful to anybody? This is something I put together, you know what I'm saying? And my mother and my grandmother, big-time Christians, they ain't say nothing to me yet. So if they not saying nothing to me, then I'm all right. But he felt that the pastor was just trying to get a little recognition because he could have easily contacted him another way and then put it all out there in the, you know, the cyber world, the media. You know what I'm saying? He basically was like, yo, you could have came at me, homie, on some other shit if you really was trying to save my soul or some shit, you know, like what you saying you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to, you know, start blasting me out like that. And I just was wondering what y'all think about that.
You know, what's so crazy about the whole situation is, you know, I listened to that whatever you want to call it. I don't even know what it was. It wasn't an argument. It wasn't a debate. It was a mess. I left the listening to that recording with a headache, literally, because I was like, first of all, I really didn't like, I felt where both was coming from, but I didn't like neither how they did it. Just because I can have an opinion. Let's just talk about that conversation. The track itself, I kind of feel the same way as you do. However, at the same time, he even said in that interview, in that same, well, not in that interview, but in that same conversation, I don't believe in God, so I ain't trying to hear that. So he did say that his grandma and everybody was Christians and church and all of that, but he also said he ain't believe in God. So that let everybody know right there, he don't care. I mean, he's saying it regardless, you know what I'm saying? But he said he don't believe in God. He ain't trying to hear it. He ain't trying to hear about getting saved and all that kind of stuff. So you have to respect that if he ain't rocking with, you know, if he ain't the same religion, and that is what it is. People have that freedom to do that these days. That's where we are in America. So we have that option. However, he really, when the interview first got going, you know, he said, all right, what you got to say? And then he cut the man off. And I was like, I wasn't feeling it because I wanted him to be respectful. If you're going to call, you knew that you were going to call in. You knew y'all was going to be talking. He cut the man off, told him to speak. Then he said no. And then, I mean, it was just stupid. The whole thing was stupid to me. The pastor, I could feel where he coming from as far as the pastor not contacting him and all of that. The pastor said he tried to, blah, blah, blah. You didn't want to get back with me, whatever. It was just stupid. The whole conversation in me was pointless, irrelevant, and I left with a headache. Meek Mill's definitely, the way that he carried himself in the interview was just off the chain to me, because it was just, he would say something. He said to him, you're getting too deep off in the books. When he said that the song was, you know, about Amen, he told him, you're getting too deep off in the books. And with all due respect, duh, he's a pastor, that's what he does. And the track right. is called Amen. So right. that was, to me, that Meek Mill's just dumped me down for the 15 minutes that it lasted. And I even went and made a post about it because it was that dumb to me how Meek Mill, his defense wasn't good. And not that he has to come like he's in court defending himself, but it was just stupid. And of course people are going to say something. It's you, of course. Even when Rick Ross did the Hallelujah, I mean, even me at times in the club, and I'm not a club goer like that, but even me at times when I was in the club and they played the BMF and they said Hallelujah, One Nation Under God, even I had to look around and check myself and see if it was okay, because I'm like, it's a Saturday night. Everybody is weed around me and drink, you know, and we talking about Hallelujah, One Nation Under God, and then we in church the next day. So even myself, I had to check myself. Like, wait a minute, is this okay? But then I was okay with myself, and it was what it was. But again, Meek Mill's in this interview or this debate or whatever it was just off the chain to me. He was he showed his age and his level of maturity. I really took away not liking him at that moment. I didn't like him for the whole 15 minutes.
Right,
and that's
right.
not good, because he sounded so ignorant. And it wasn't about the check. He took it to a whole nother, he made it about, he took it to other issues and other dynamics that it wasn't about. This is about the track. This is about your Amen song, and this is about you as an artist saying, again, like you said, saying Amen and then doing all this other stuff in the same, you know, lyrics or verse or the chorus or whatever the song. But he just took it and just started pointing other people out like a child would do. Well, such and such does this, such and such does it. And I was like, me? I mean, I was so shocked and just embarrassed by the situation. Like I said, that I began to get a headache, and I left with a headache literally and had to lay down because my head hurt after hearing him do those things. And I just felt so, I was like, okay, he could have handled that so much better. He could have left it at my parents and them go to church. I ain't trying to hear it. I don't do the church. And then, you know, I ain't mean it like that. Sorry, people took it wrong, but I make records. I'm trying to feed my family. I'm giving out turkeys and coats or whatever he said he was doing. He could have left it at that, but he took it to a whole other direction and brought other people in. I forgot who all he named, but he started naming other people and what they were doing. And it, to me, that's just, I hate stuff like that. I hate when people bring other people, like, if you've gotten caught, not even getting caught, but if you, this is about you, so why are we even bringing in a million other people? You know what I mean? I just wasn't feeling that part of the, you know, but the song, Meek is talented. I always liked Meek, but he made me like him less when he was acting like he was. He was just acting childish, and it was ignorant.
I think, you know, looking at it, Meek is young. Meek's a young cat.
Right,
you know,
right. He is young, and I had to double check.
A lot of young street cats are not going to be able to, especially if they come from an aggressive area or whatever. They're not going to be the best at defending themselves against a pastor. You know what I'm saying?
And he really didn't have to.
I know some niggas that would have cursed him out for real, for real. Like, nigga, fuck you. You wasn't there when I was out there with the so-and-so. I know on the nigga, you know. So it's basically like, you know, you put somebody on the spot like that, they're going to defend themselves the best way they know how. Like, look, homie, you could have called me, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But,
and I felt him on that part. I felt him on that for real. The motives and all of that behind it, I don't know. But I felt him on that. And even the pastor, he said a lot of things that I wasn't feeling. But I was just disappointed in Meek for bringing other factors into it. I didn't like that. I mean, he could point out his great, I like that he pointed out his qualities and what he did, but I hated when he brought, I have to go back and listen, but I hated when he brought other people, and it was literally other people that were, he named, or I can't remember, but he literally brought a whole nother, it was had nothing to do with nothing, and I hate stuff like that. I like to get straight to the point, but this is about me and you, this is about, you know, what it is, let's get it done. And, you know, so, but nothing got accomplished on that call. However, and not to take over the issue, but you said you wanted to know what I think.
Yeah, no, I mean, a lot of people have, you know, mixed opinions on it, you know, and I actually did want to know what people thought, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I could see how somebody in church isn't going to feel it, and I could see when it goes on in the club how everybody loves it, you know what I mean?
Right, and
this
I feel both
ways.
This
is one of those things and dynamics where, exactly, it's going to go both ways.
Right.
It, you know, no, I don't think anybody will listen to rap music if they thought rap music, if they really took rap music as literal as it is, because I mean, these niggas say some of the craziest shit ever, and people, like, I used to never understand, well, I didn't try to understand, but I used to never understand how, like, a chick could fucking dance and sing along to something that's just straight and I like it could be a line like, bitch, shut up, nobody want to hear you talking, pop that ass type shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and
the line that they will be screaming the loudest.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, they'll all sing that shit at the same time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, so it's basically like that dynamic. It can't be that, you know, everybody takes everything literally, because they're getting degraded 90% of the time.
No, we are. We really are. And I used to tell me and my friend when they, the Chet Drills and Bad Chick and Back That, me and my friend used to be standing there like, y'all look so ratchet. You know what I mean? We would watch the females on there. And like you said, that's their favorite part. Whatever is the most degrading line in the song would be their favorite part. And I'm like, do you hear what he's saying? You don't even hear what he's saying. You're here listening to the beat. You know, what other, it's a slew of songs. Like you said, 90% of the tracks. And I'm the type of female that I'll stand back and look like, mm-mm. My brother taught me, because I grew up in a high school with boys, they opened my eyes to this as a young woman, young girl, I should say, 11, 10, 12 years old, when I was loving Cash Money, you know? And they said, do you know what he's talking about? And I said, he said that, no, he's talking about this. And then they would tell me, and I'm like, oh, I shouldn't be dancing to this then. So I knew then how to conduct myself and what I, you know, how I take records and how I couldn't. But what I wanted to say was Meek Mill did issue an apology for the track, though. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, because
he was like, it's not that.
You have to,
right.
You have to apologize to somebody you offended. You can't
right.
just be like, listen, F you, you know what I'm
right.
saying? Just don't, I thought, don't listen to my shit then. You know, who cares what you think? I thought it was cool that he
issued yeah,
that
I did too.
Look, I didn't mean to offend anybody.
This right.
It's just my song, and I'm sorry.
And it is what it is. Yeah, it is what it is. And I was cool, and I was okay with him. And I was okay with him before that. I just had a headache because he was just yelling and doing a lot. And I could, like, okay. I just was hating the whole conversation. But him, still, I'm still like him as an artist. I have him on my, I just listened to him this week. And the pastor had said, you know, I guess he was going to do some kind of call to action boycott or something like that. And so he was like, you know, I'm glad that he, you know, said, gave a little apology and et cetera. And it's supposed to be over. So, you know, it is what it is. It's always going to be something. And somebody always wants to point the finger and blame. But again, I just was hating him in that little in that little argument. But that makes a little bit more sense to me for you to say, you know, he didn't know how to do it. And I knew he didn't. But I guess because me being so thorough, I just couldn't bear to listen. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to look at it, you know. It's like, it's going to be hard for you to come across in an elegant, dignified way. You're not used to debating somebody,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and I bet he was not.
Just like, yo, don't question me type
right.
shit.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? You're not going to be able to, you
right,
know.
You don't even know the first, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right about that. You're absolutely right. So, all right. So anybody else that's listening and has feedback and input, I know I kind of stole the show and I didn't need to. 760-913-4119. We have a couple of more topics coming up and then we were going to call it a night. Anything else you found, Golden?
Oh, man, it's just a few more things, man. I know we got an early show tonight. Also wanted to know how you felt about the battle in court over the actual Rick Ross name, you know, Freeway Ricky Ross, who was a actual drug dealing guy from L.A., super, you know, known on the West Coast, basically nationwide for being like one of the biggest cocaine dealers until he got incarcerated. Well, he's out now. And he basically, you know, it's been going on for a little while that he wanted Ross to stop using his name because he never approved Ross to use his name.
Right.
He felt that Ross was a fraud. So that's why the whole Rosé thing started coming in.
Right.
But, you know, I pretty much like to hear what an opinion is on that name. Should Freeway Ricky Ross be like, you know what, now fuck this. You know what I'm saying? I'm a real nigga. I really sold this coke. I really did this. I really did that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want this guy using my fucking name because he's not paying me for it. He's not doing shit. You know what I'm saying? So what's up, you know?
I mean, this has been going on for a long time, and I didn't even know this was still... I mean, he's really adamant about this. He does not like this nigga using his name. Like, he's not doing it at all, and I can't blame him. I mean, what is Ross even responding? I mean, I kind of don't even know what to think about that or what to say because I feel him on that. He didn't did his time and everything. He come out. Somebody then came off based off his legacy per se. You know what I mean? I can feel where he's coming from. What is Ross saying, if anything?
Well, Ross is just basically like, listen, homie, you know what I'm saying? It's my moniker, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess he wanted to talk to him and, you know, basically, you know, get it under control before it got too crazy. But, you know, for real Rick Ross is like, nah, I mean, this guy's going on to make a lot of money. I'm not being compensated at all. He's not only taking my name, my life is what he's rapping. Basically, he's stealing my identity to make money, and I'm not being compensated for it. I really don't know what Rosé, his position is on it. He feels that, listen, you know, this shit happens all the time. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to tell you. You know what I'm saying? But it's in court. It rages on. So I basically, you know, it's kind of something where I see where Freeway Ricky Ross is coming from. But I don't know if you're able to
just come through.
To just do like that, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you could just say you stole my name, but see, that's the thing. Like, maybe you got to change the spelling. I don't really know what the actual letter of the law on that shit is. You feel me? But if anyone would have a case, it would look like this nigga would. You know what I'm saying? Because not only is, you know, is it the name, but it's the whole persona.
Right. It is. That's what I'm saying. He took the whole persona, and then we talked about that earlier, how everybody was like, Ross, you really ain't doing it like that. Well, actually, I do have a call, and it's shout out to Cupidus from Global14.com. What's good, Cupid?
What it do?
Alrighty.
What's up, homie? You doing good, please?
Oh, man, I'm chilling. My brother just got back from Los Angeles, man, and it was pretty crazy out there, man.
Yeah, I seen your tweets about that the other day. I was feeling kind of jealous.
Yeah, I hit you up, as a matter of fact, when I was out there. We was talking about something, man, and I was like, you know what? I know who might know about this. Let me call my man Q, and I hollered at you when I was out there, but I know you was probably busy. I think it was a little early in the day.
Nah, I ain't getting no phone call. You call, unless you be calling the wrong phone number. Because, you know, I told you I gave the other phone a family member.
That's right. That's right. But I think that's what the last number you gave me. I'd have to check. I know it was a 903 number that was in my DM, but I'll check it again. But I'm just back from that, man. I had a great time. I got to fill you in on all that stuff. It was real dope.
Alrighty. Well, Cupid, you already know we covering some of your favorite debatable topics. Rick Ross, MMG, Meek Mills, the Amen track, and now Rick Ross, the real Rick Ross versus Rick Rosé Ross. What are your thoughts? What is your feedback, comment?
Well, I'll start with the Amen track. I personally don't like it. I know entertainment is entertainment, but when it crosses that line to God, when you're holding a prayer sign. I think people confuse God as their homeboy. You know, he's not our homie.
Right.
He ain't right. What up, God? No, I got this bad bitch that I thank you, God. He's not somebody that we talk to like that every day.
Right.
You know, and I think that you're being completely disrespectful right now. Now, the way the preacher came about it, I don't like the way he done it. He could have done everything behind closed doors.
Right.
I think, you know, Meek was right about him trying to get publicity off of that, and then himself coming out with a rap song is like, what is you doing, man?
Yeah, right. Right.
Wait a minute.
Meek really pushed the button.
The pastor came out with a rap song?
Yeah, he got a rap song
now.
Okay, mm-hmm. I missed that.
Yeah.
I missed all of that.
Yeah, calling for a boycott, you know, I mean, Meek has his right as an American to do whatever type of song he wants to. But in my opinion, it was degrading and to God. You know, you don't use church symbolism in satanic worship.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was definitely I agree with what Cupid said. I mean, you know, this is something that I see on a daily basis with people, period. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you know different, you expect a certain thing from a certain type of person. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I know a dude that'll go to church the next day, and at that night the sinning was amazing. The night before, he was sinning like crazy, and he'll go to church, you know what I'm saying? Then you got a brother like me. I'm not wilding out like that no more, but I haven't been to church in a minute. And I'm quick to be somebody that'll talk, how can I put it, somebody talk sense into somebody that may not have any. You know what I'm saying? So I see all sides of different people. And when I knew when Meek did the record that he didn't care about what was going on, because the rap industry had already put church and amen as like a slang word now. You know what I'm saying? Like Snoop and Bishop Juan and all these dudes, when they say these words is basically saying, like, I hear you all, I agree, all right on. You know what I'm saying? So he's taking that and he's putting it in the rap song just like they took it and put it in the rap vernacular. The people in the church don't really know that that's in the rap vernacular, but when they hear a song like that, they're like, wait a minute, this is going, this is crossing the line. So I agree with what Cupid's saying, because it is crazy that, you know, you're putting the prayer symbols up and you're doing all that stuff. But do we take it in the context of okay, this guy's speaking in the rap vernacular, or should those words not even be in the rap vernacular as a slang word that means right on, or I agree, or word up? Should church, amen, and all those words just be left alone?
I mean, you know, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Tupac, Scarface, everybody has always, you know, gave it up to God, whatnot, because it is what it is. Still believe in God, it is what it is. But I think the way that Mills and Ross have just taken it and made it the, you know what I mean? Like you said, they have completely turned it around into something else. So it's not the same. It's not like, I don't know. It's touchy, and it's just, you know, they test the waters a lot with that. They really do. They really do kind of.
It was like really different from the way, you know, like you said, Tupac and Bone.
Right.
The way we all know that they're very religious. They have religious songs.
Right.
And even DMX, when
he
did a prayer on every CD, but he didn't mix. Worldly ways with a godly song.
Right.
No, and I think that, no, this isn't a movie. You know, maybe I know they're portraying a certain lifestyle. I know Meek may have a real criminal record, but we know Ross doesn't have a real criminal record. And I think he's portraying something, and it's going to end up costing him.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, you know, we were actually talking about that in L.A., man. You know, I was getting a lot of industry inside information about a lot of shit, and it was just it was so funny. We were just sitting there laughing, but, you know, one thing that came up was, like, you know, the guys that are really in that, in the streets, you know what I'm saying, they don't even talk about it as much as the cocaine dealers don't talk about it as much as Ross talks about it. And that's why a lot of real niggas get offended when they hear him saying it so much, because it's like, yo, we trying to get away from that. And it's like, you're getting rich from that. And damn, are you going to be accountable for anything you're saying? Like, do you care about anything you say? And I think it's more stacked on Ross because of the lie about the correctional officer, and because he kept that lie going for so long. So they basically look at him like, yo, this guy will say any fucking thing to get a dollar. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he will. That's what he's doing everything for, is, you know, for the money. And, you know, you can't profit the whole world and lose your soul. Jesus said that himself.
Right. So, I mean, what are you going to purchase? Are you going to listen to God Forgives I Don't? Or you don't even support what Ross does?
Oh, well, I don't support what Ross does, but Rick Ross does, period, anymore.
Right.
I have history with the real Freeway Ricky Ross. You know, when he first got out, he started the Freeway Ricky Ross record label. And his vice president of the company goes by the name of Boss Spook. He's from New Orleans. He's lived in Memphis after the Hurricane Katrina. And he was actually, they was actually one of the first labels that was going to sign him. And, you know, his nephew lives there in Tyler, Texas. So, Onyx, you may know him, because he's, you know, he's everywhere in Texas, you know, quite a bit. And I guess that's where the whole thing, Rick Ross thing, never came out. But then I turned around and signed with Ice Cold Records, which is part of G-Unit Records. So, of course, there was all 50 Cent and Rick Ross feud there. So, I, of course, filled it in like, so, I've never respected him. And now, this letter that the Real Freeway Ricky Ross wrote to Funkmaster Flex the other day, the Freeway Ricky Ross, he called Carroll County High School and asked, did William Roberts ever even play football there? He was never even an All-American. So, you think I'm lying about that?
Everything
you guys
talking
about. Damn.
Yes, it's okay.
And it's, you know what's tough about it?
Now I'm getting annoyed.
This guy's very talented.
Yes, he is.
That's what's tough about it. It's just going to make you just say, you know what? Fuck the talent even. Like, damn.
Yeah, I know.
Like, what's up? Like, you stand up for something. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of crazy because when we listened to the Three Kings record when we was in L.A., I was so happy that I love Jay-Z. You know how much of a big fan I am of Jay-Z. And Jay-Z's shit is just so real. Like, what he be saying is so factual, you know what I'm saying? That makes it even doper. You know what I'm saying? So, when you listen to a cat like Ross is so ill over them beats. And it's like, but damn, like, does anybody care about the authenticity of what he's saying? Or is it just like, fuck it, the guy's good, he's making money? Because I look at it like this. Even the motherfuckers that claim they're so super real in the industry would do a jam with him in a hot minute.
Yeah, I was going to say, what does that say about the people on MMG now? You know what I mean? What does that say about the people?
Not even MMG. You got niggas like Bum B.
Right. I was
going to
say
like
Jay-Z. What is that? I mean,
Andre 3000, you got some real industry niggas that won't bat an eye of doing a track with Ross. So it's like, where's the argument come in at? Like, we can't support this guy lying like this. But I remember when Shine said that shit. Shine was like, or he got on an interview, or he was overseas, and he said, "Yo, I don't even fucking understand how any real rap nigga could fuck with Rick Ross. The nigga was the nigga that told us what time to get back in our cell. What the fuck? I ain't rocking with that nigga at all." And then the interview nigga, I think it was Superstar J, if I'm not mistaken, the interview nigga was like, "Well, you did a song with Wayne. Wayne fucked with him."
Yeah.
Fat girl fucked them heavy. Like, all these real niggas fuck with him. And he was like, "Wayne fuck with that nigga?" He was like, I told Fat Joe about that shit. He told me it was just entertainment. I'm like, well, fuck that shit, nigga. I ain't fucking with nothing that has to do with Rick Ross. So he's adamant about the shit. You know what I'm saying? He feels like Cupid about it, but very little people do. Very few people do.
Right. Yeah, they do. And, you know, that's just the nature of the business, and that's crazy how it's just, now it's just like, oh, it's just a business. You know what I mean? And it always been that way, but that now that's just the escape route, it seems. You know, it is what it is. I don't know how to feel about it. But I know I ain't rocking with that, and I ain't feeling the fact that he ain't even do the football or whatever. I mean, come on now. I'm not disappointed. Like, for real, I hate stuff like that. Why lie, you know? As big as an artist as he is, he knows somebody's gonna find out. And he's to the point he don't even care because he know I'm still selling these records, you know. So
he doesn't care what people even say about him. Like the only person he's ever went after who said anything about Rick Ross was the white female rapper Krayshawn, and then he was screaming, you know, "What up, blood?" from 30 feet across the room. Why security guards? It's trying to get at this little girl. It's like, what is you doing, man? You got taking pictures with your baby mama on a national magazine. Him and Floyd Mayweather is taking pictures with your kid.
That's crazy. That was crazy.
When he was in Nashville, two chicks took all his shit. Took everything. Took
that
all
happened
his
to him somewhere else, too.
Man, that dude, he's definitely about his business. He's very, very smart. I'll
mm-hmm.
give him that. But that don't, I just don't see how he supported.
Yeah, it's crazy. I have a friend who's a rapper. He's a very known rapper, well-known rapper out of Texas, and he told me that, you know, Rick Ross was cool. That, you know, they didn't know what to expect or whatever. This was years ago. He told me a story when they had first met up with them, and he said Ross was cool, and he ain't as big as he looked on TV. But he said Ross was real cool, and, you know, he was cool. Down at this point, I don't know if all the lies had earth or not, but it's just such a shame. He doesn't have to do all that. You know, if you cool and you just, you know, do what you do, you don't have to be that way. So I'm disappointed. You know how I get. I'll get all, you know, upset and sad and emotional about a situation. But I don't like that. I really don't like that he's lying. I don't like stuff like that. So that's just me. Anything else though, Golden?
Man, you know, there's one more thing that, you know, I was really taking a look at, something brief, you know what I'm saying? Let me go to it right now, get your opinion on this. Yeah, so BG gets 14 years. The reason why this is interesting to me, interests me, is the Turk, I think, is about to get out. He did a lot of years, and now BG's going in for 14. Juvenile's out, and Lil Wayne is damn near running the game.
Mm-hmm.
Does that say anything about Cash Money Records in 2012? They're basically the head of the music industry, but their core guys are going through some shit. And the reason why this, another reason why this interests me is because of what 50 Cent has been saying about Tony Ayo and Lloyd Banks, which I have a very, very strong opinion on. Like, I will stop listening to 50 Cent if 50 Cent doesn't fuck with Tony Ayo or Lloyd Banks anymore, simply because they were so loyal to this nigga when he had ultimate beefs. I mean, niggas in bulletproof vests walking everywhere with 50 when he first came into the industry. So you look at these types of things and you be like, damn, does core niggas always just end up breaking up at the end of the fucking day, and moguls go on to become like these major dudes in the hip-hop industry without the niggas that really came in and rolled with them the whole time? I'm even kind of seeing it with Ross, but it changed a little bit because now Gunplay's back in the fold. But you remember, it was always Ross, Torch, and Gunplay. Mm-hmm. And now, like, they're like the back burner to Wale, Meek, Stally, even Omarion giving time. But he just got Gunplay a deal with Def Jam, so shout out to him for doing that. But being a real nigga, you know, is my question. Being a real dude, is that like the old school approach now? Should anybody even care about having the real dude? Because it seems like they end up falling to the wayside when the money comes.
Right. I feel what you're saying. I mean, it's interesting that you would say that. And then the BG thing, I mean, I read up on that case not too long ago, like 2 days ago, 3 days ago. And that's just, to me, I wonder what it's going to be like when he gets out. What was his situation now? I mean, he's been out. I haven't seen him doing much. You know what I mean? He hasn't had much going on now anyway. So,
BG?
Right.
Well, you know, BG's been going, you know, his admitted drug addiction. He's addicted to heroin. You know, he signed the Grand Hustle for a little while. He was with T.I.
he's had chances.
Yeah, he has. He
and
has.
I'm not saying that he didn't fuck the chances up, because a lot of people say, yo, he fucked this shit up. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people say, well, Baby and them niggas got enough money where they could have held this nigga down. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is, hip-hop usually preaches about holding it down, riding for your nigga and all of this shit. So when you see cats falling by the wayside that came in with you, rolled with you, you know, do you think that it's up to somebody to continue to hold the real nigga down if he continues to fuck up? Or does it, is it just like, you know what, nigga, you just keep fucking up, so I got to move on.
Yeah, you definitely can't. I mean, we both can't be down. You know what I'm saying? It's going to get to a point where eventually, I mean, we both can't be falling. You know what I'm saying? Somebody has to be walking the straight line. And if I constantly, I mean, you can't help nobody that don't want to be helped. You know what I mean? This goes back to those old basics and morals. And I just feel like, you know, I'm not going to bring myself down and bring, I still got to take care of me at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So I still got to do what I need to do. I mean, how do you feel about that? I mean, I'm not going to bring, I mean, maybe I'm not wording it right, but I'm just not going to be, it's only so much you can do for a person. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, this is, I understand exactly what you're saying 100%. I feel the same way. But that's what I'm saying. I think a lot of emphasis is being put on having real niggas around. When you get there with the real nigga, you know how he is any fucking way. So why get to a certain point, then let his ass fail, when you know how he's going to be when you get there anyway, because he's him. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't get to a certain point, then it seems like you leaving him because he ain't getting himself together. It's like, nigga never was together.
Right, I feel you. I feel you.
He was running around doing your dirty work. It was all cool when y'all was broke.
Right.
So now that you got some cake, the real nigga is a liability. It's like, I know that shit before I get cake.
Right.
You feel me? So what am I going to do? Am I going to hold him down? Oh, I'm just going to say, fuck that. I ain't going to waste my money holding that nigga down. Well, my thing is, if it's going to be like that, then cut that nigga off early.
Right. Don't even start to begin with. Is Cupid still on the line? I wonder what he thinks. What do you think?
You still there?
Now, I'm going to update you on the 50 Cent situation. 50 Cent, Lloyd Banks, Tony Yayo, they all still family. Only difference is 50 Cent no longer manages them. He just decided that, hey, look, y'all grown men, you become comfortable living under me. It's time that you go get your own management. I'm doing movies now, and
I understand that completely. And you know, I heard all the interviews he did. This is what I don't agree with. You don't talk to a nigga for 9 months. I got a problem with that.
Who actually said that, though?
50 Cent said, I haven't spoke to Lloyd Banks in 9 months. That's what he said. He was like, it's damn near going on month 11 that I haven't spoken to him. He told, what's that radio station? I think it was in Chicago, his people out there. This is where he said he hasn't spoke to him for that long. And I'm
like, remember
you
talking about that. This was about
2 months
ago.
I said it on,
yeah.
When
you
I
said
heard
it a
about
while
it,
back. Mm-hmm.
And I said, wow, you go almost a whole year without talking to your main people? And not only that, I also had a problem with you airing out that shit like that, you know, like you doing it. It's like, yo, you know, they got to be grown and this and that and this and that. People understand the dynamic of 50 Cent. It's not hard to understand who this dude is. This is a cutthroat street nigga. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, there's somebody that you have to have, what is it, what's the word for it? Somebody that you have to be, you got to have some type of fucking moral when it comes to certain people. You might have aired out Buck and Game about the dumb shit they did when they was with G-Unit, but you don't got to be like, these niggas is dropping the ball type shit. And I can't keep being these niggas' father. I done made these niggas $9 million. These niggas got to go out and do this and do that. Tell them niggas that. Don't tell these radio station niggas that. Don't tell these internet bloggers that. Because the loyal niggas that was down for you, you can't do them like that. At least in my opinion. In my opinion, if you that close to me, I'm not shitting on you like that. And it's not no motivation that I'm telling the world for you to go act right. If I can't tell you and you don't go act right, well, then it's going to be your own fault what happens to you. But I'm not going to air out the dirty laundry when it comes to niggas that's close to me. That was just my opinion.
I definitely see both sides of the story, you know, understand both sides of the fence there, but, you know, I can see where 50 coming from. And, you know, if 50 did walk up to him and say, look, I ain't managing you no more, I need to grow up and, you know, start making your own money, I can see where Lloyd Banks would be upset being loyal to somebody like 50 like that. You know, what you're talking about, you know, he would be upset. I can understand both sides there. Because, I mean, I know.
You know, I wouldn't even be upset if I was Banks and he actually came to me and said it. Because he's just being a real dude, which I've been with for years. And he's telling me, hey, Banks, you're dropping the ball, baby. I'm going to need you to go get your own manager. I'm going to need you to do this. I'm not mad that he would do that specifically to him. I'm mad that you do that to the media about Lloyd Banks. Yeah,
man, like, you got to look at his Twitter.
Right. I mean, Twitter, all the interviews and shit like that. I mean, people got to remember, when 50 came in this industry, he was the arch enemy of a lot of cats. And when I say bulletproof vest, I mean, my man, he does gospel music right now. His name is Whatever. Whatever used to be a part of G-Unit. Whatever showed, I see the pictures. These niggas was vested up wherever they went. And I'm talking about they not doing records with multiple niggas in the industry because of 50 Cent's beef with them.
I remember that.
When you show that type of loyalty and you're like, nigga, we from the same hood, Southside Jamaica, Queens, that's when you got to treat them niggas a little bit fucking different. I don't know how many beefs. Yayo and that Jimmy Henchman shit, niggas know Lodi Mack got killed. He's dead. Yayo's mother's house has been shot up because of that beef. Yeah, I remember 50 saying after that beef happened that Yayo's mom's house always getting shot up.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so the beef and all that real shit that was going down, very real. Mm-hmm. So my whole thing is that, damn, don't treat them niggas like they just some niggas you signed to G-Unit. These are some niggas that had the duck bullets shoot back. Maserati Fox got his whole shit shot up because of this beat. It's a lot of shit that goes into that. And I love 50 Cent to death. I'm a diehard fan. That's why it hurts me so much. I was even telling Slim out in L.A., I was like, that shit hurt me, dog. I'm like, man, anybody but Banks can get you.
Right.
Don't do them like that.
I'm saying it's crazy, you know, and 50 Cent is such a mogul and such a businessman, you know, street term businessman, you know, however you want to word it, that is crazy. I mean, he is a real nigga, and I like 50 Cent, and I've been a fan since day one, always has. So it's, you know, I definitely feel you coming from on that. And I didn't know anything about, you know, the whole management, you know what I mean? I really didn't research the topic, so that was insight to me.
I actually agree with that part of everything.
Right.
I didn't know about that.
And
I can't be managing you forever. But
right.
It's just who you're telling.
Yeah, I'm saying.
It's how you putting them out there on blast. And then you go to telling the people, like, shit, I haven't talked to Lloyd Banks for 9 months. Like, damn, dog. That's your man's.
Right.
Check on him.
Right. Yeah, it was crazy. We was talking about that, I remember. There was something else that came up this week, and I cannot think of what it was that I wanted to go in on some crazy ish, but I cannot remember what the topic was and who it was.
It was something about
somebody going to jail, and it was crazy, but I cannot remember who it was because I hadn't planned on talking and doing all that. And everybody that's just now tuning in, listening for the first time, this is not normally how we do it, but sometimes we got to get on here and vent and just start asking questions and getting comments and getting, we want to get feedback and insights from everybody. Make sure you sign up to global14.com. This is a station via that website, a great place to interact. Again, Cupid is on there doing his thing. DJ, he wears a couple of hats. I can't even name them all.
As rest you can, in peace to Miss Melody and Sherman Hemsley, man. People that, important people that passed away, man.
Yeah, it's always saddening to hear about all of that.
Cupid's still on the line? I want to ask the question. What the fuck is going on with Mike Jones?
What's going on? I missed it.
Have y'all seen how much weight that cat has lost?
I asked Paul on the DM, what happened. He had the same surgery as Paul did. For some reason, he should keep losing.
Mm-hmm.
He is looking wild in this picture that they put out there on media takeout. Like, what the fuck happened to him?
Black band surgeries can make you sick, man.
Yeah. It can. He wasn't a big dude, so I'm surprised that he even did all that. He wasn't a big dude like that.
Well, what's going on with him now? He's looking pretty crazy.
Well, hopefully he can get his health back up. He's out of his contract with Atlantic. He's working on new music. So hopefully, we'll hear back from him. So hopefully he'll come back strong and definitely get his health back up.
Yeah, definitely. Of course, Texas has always been a fan of Mike Jones. I've been listening to Mike Jones this week. And on the way back from Texas, I was just killing the Texas music hard, taking it back to the Big Mo, RIP to DJ Screw. We just celebrated his legacy not too long ago. So, definitely, hopefully Mike Jones can get out and get it popping and drop some new tracks. I know Yin Yang has got some new music out. I hit them on Twitter a couple months ago, actually, and I said, "What's good? I miss y'all." And they said they was coming, and they didn't disappoint. They got a new single out right now, so hopefully get them on the show, chop it up with them soon and shortly, see what other projects they got coming up.
And we all need to get together and jump the hell out of JD for signing them, dude.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that one.
They new joint is dope. I mean, the new joint, is definitely catchy, man. I've listened to it a few times, and I really like it. I was surprised when JD said, "I thought Yin Yang twins." You said, "Who?" Like, okay. And I said, why? Because it's that pop, carryover song. So it's definitely catchy. It'll catch on in the clubs. And, they'll make a couple of million off of it.
Right. And like I said, I had no knowledge. I was just listening to Taking It Back. All of us females, we was in love with some of the songs that they did, I was just listening to some of their music and shot them a random tweet, and this was a month or so ago, a couple months ago, so hopefully, get them on the show, chop it up. Real cool dudes, funny.
They stay out of jail. What's the one that stay in jail for the last 2 or 3 months?
I don't know.
Not the one with the goatee, but the other one.
The other one. D-Rock?
That's one of the names.
It's one of those names. I have to go back and look. It's been a minute. I have to go back and look.
One of them don't have a hand or something, right?
They both have a something. a physical impairity, something going on.
I didn't know that. Yeah, one of them doesn't have like a hand, and I think it's the not the one with the goatee and the braids, just the other one. I think something's wrong with his hand or something like that.
Which is why I really liked them when I found that out, because I was like, that is so dope. Y'all just took over the scene. I mean, they was killing it. Yeah, I mean, I know y'all remember, you couldn't turn the radio on or go to the club and not hear Ying Yang a couple of texts. Come on.
Oh, man.
They really had it going.
Spring Break one day that came out to Florida, and they were so little, and that was when the throwback jerseys and shit was in.
Right.
Niggas was rocking them long-ass NBA jerseys, and I just remember, like, God damn. These niggas is little as shit. And there was this local rapper out here. I won't even say his name, man, but there was this local rapper out here. His street team had put up a bunch of shit for him because, you know, everybody's repping Spring Break. He was performing locally out here, and the Ying Yang and their street team just rolled through here and ripped all this nigga shit down and put their shit above his, just stapled their shit on his shit. And I never forget how pissed that nigga was about that shit, Joe. He wanted to kill them dudes.
Yeah, that was I mean, all that money, guys, that he put into all of that.
It was so crazy. Them niggas stapled their shit sideways right on his face. And so I was like, damn, you really shitted on your work, huh?
You have a funny way of telling stories that I can actually go back and picture and visualize. Which is a great thing. You're a great storyteller. I appreciate all of this. And you took me back with the jersey, because I had a jersey dress and all of that. That's when the Nelly movement was out.
Oh, Lord.
Jermaine Dupri. I had the jersey dress. Remember?
The
jersey
sneaker high.
I did it. I did the whole thing. And then, you notice, like I said, it's the Nelly St. Lunatics was out. The Chingy was out. JD was doing a lot of the production out that was hot at the moment. It was on and popping. It was, what, 2002, 2003? I had just graduated. I was 17, 18. I was doing it. 16,
17. Nelly and them
I'm not young.
Nelly and them took that shit too far. I remember when them niggas had jerseys, and on the bottom of their jerseys was another jersey.
Yeah.
That was the top of the jersey. And I remember seeing them niggas in Miami like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
I love how the niggas had like soul jerseys on to each jersey. It was crazy. Yeah, them niggas was thinking that shit was the hottest thing ever.
We had the wristbands, headbands. They was getting it in. They had the whole gear.
Nelly sold more albums, or has the second most sold albums by hip hop artists so far since the year 2000 with 31 million.
That is crazy.
That is crazy. Who's got number one?
Nelly came in.
Eminem.
Hurricane.
Yeah, that's right. We went over the list not too long ago. Eminem was number one. So, yeah, definitely.
Eminem was in the studio in L.A. when we was there with Dre, and we thought we was about to get a chance to meet him, and we didn't. But it was this one dude, shout out my man Jordan from France. He was out there, and Slim was like, yeah, I think we all going to get to go in Eminem session tonight, and he fucking went nuts. Are you kidding me? I love it. My parents don't know about any rapper but Eminem.
I did. That's super exciting. Well, again, Cupid, we want to thank you for calling in and giving your insight and thoughts and your information. It's always enlightening to hear from you because you are within the industry and know so much as well. So thank you so much for calling and participating with us tonight.
Thank you.
Word up, you. My brother. I got a shout out to you, man. Let you know all the L.A. moves. Talk about, you know, some latest things that everybody got going on here, man. You know, Global 14, if you haven't joined already, you need to join up, man. There's a lot of people with great knowledge about music, fashion, you know, and you can find it all on Global 14. So global14.com, check it out. you know, we on there getting it in on topics, just like we get it on the radio show. So, you know, be about it. Long on.
Absolutely, and make sure you follow the Twitter at Global 14 SD14 Radio. Cupid is actually at Cupid 901. I'm at Onyx 254.
And I am at Golden Fleece. Shout us out on Global 14. And man, I think we out. Man, we said we was gonna have a short show, but we get into them topics. we passionate about them joints. We start going in.
Yeah, we do. And again, this is a laid back month for us, but we're going strong. Next Wednesday, you can join us here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I don't know who got the background noise going, but we are out.
That's
thank
you.
That's to everybody that tuned in tonight, and we appreciate everybody for listening. And shout out to Dayboy who's listening. He's a producer from Cali. He's been a couple of places, but he's actually in Atlanta right now. And yes, Ying Yang does have a new single out. And again, thank you for everybody that tuned in tonight. We appreciate you. Shout out to Crush because she texted me and she said, "Let Rick Ross do his thing and get his money." That was her comment. But we are out doing this next week. Wednesday, we will have special guest courtesy and another guest that we will name as we get closer to that date. And I'm out.
Shout out, everybody. One love.
Yeah. Young Maine, 35 riders.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a go. Yeah, I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun. Life is nuts. Why I run?
I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's a name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarter. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking that
boss. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun. Life is nuts. That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun. Life is nuts. Why I run.
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun. Life is nuts. That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun. Life is nuts. Why I run.
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle.
man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle, hustle, hustle.